There's supposedly about 6 billion of us on the planet right now. And most of us don't have enough to eat. About two-thirds of us don't have enough to eat. And two-thirds of us don't have anywhere to live. And we're suffering from malnutrition. And soldiers. If one looks at the human scene, it's not a happy picture. It's pretty easy to isolate oneself in one's own consciousness, and which is bad torture enough for most of us. But if we expand our horizon and look at humanity as a whole, what we see is suffering, whether it's next door or down the street or around the world, it's suffering, which is the Buddha's first noble truth, that there is suffering. Most of us go through life kind of getting from day to day as best we can. We meaning just human beings in general. We tend to be preoccupied with our own lives, our friends, our enemies. Our horizons are usually fairly small. Today, tomorrow, next week. Thoreau said that most Americans are living lives of quiet desperation, which is probably the case. And a lot of people are just getting by. And with very little awareness of much going on, and if they are religious, as distinguished from spiritual, they might go to church on a Sunday and listen to somebody ignore the teachings of Jesus and talk about the enemy. And because they go to church on a Sunday, they probably may have the impression that they have been saved, that they're home free. If they're Catholics, they can do any damn thing they please, and as long as they confess it, everything's okay. And they can still go to heaven at the end. And we live in a world of superstition. It's superstitious to think that one can live any damn way one pleases and still reap some kind of eternal reward. There is no eternal reward, nor is there an eternal punishment. These are superstitions that have been promulgated for 2,000 years in the West. And they're no better if you're Muslim. You get the same superstitions in a different dress. But you still get to go to heaven at the end if you conform. Very few of these religions emphasize living the life that their teachers taught about. Most people who are religious are religious for personal reasons. They're basically standing, hoping for some form of salvation for themselves, which will not occur. Some people are fortunate enough, for whatever reasons, to think that there must be something more than what I've just been discussing to human existence. There must be some way to overcome our unhappiness, in our ignorance, in our fears, in our anger, in our hatreds. And a person might be fortunate to hear that there are two paths through all this. This being human existence, unenlightened human existence, identifying with name and form. And that identification, of course, makes us separate from others, separate name, separate form. And to the extent we're identified with the form, we're, of course, afraid of death, because the form is mortal. And death is a big bugaboo, scary, and so we don't like to think about it any more than we like to think about the ubiquity of human suffering. But if we're lucky, we might come across the teaching that there are two paths through this life. One path is called the path of liberation. And on a mundane level, that's the path wherein a person is seeking his or her own salvation, however they conceive of it. Or his or her own best interest, however they conceive of that. The path of liberation is basically the path that says it's all about me. It's about me, and I want to be saved, or I want to be born again, or I want to become enlightened so I can get out of here and not have to do this anymore. And that path of liberation, whether it's being tread by somebody who's just trying to get ahead in life, in the world, in the worldly sense, liberate themselves from poverty, or whether they're trying to liberate themselves from their background. But at some point they might realize that they can liberate themselves from the cycle of birth and death altogether. And that's when their desire becomes more spiritual. And it is possible, so they teach, to tread the path of liberation in a spiritual sense. One aspect, one of the main schools of Buddhist thought is called the Hinayana school. And they teach, they put forth teachings that allow a person to move along the path toward enlightenment, gradually by stages. And the object of that path being to reach enlightenment, whatever that is. Having reached which, a person no longer has to be born, but can go off into what's called nirvana, which is pure consciousness, pure bliss. And it's such a being, which is a very high being indeed, such a being in choosing to enter nirvana, having become enlightened, cuts off all connection with humanity. And is free. They've trod the path of liberation. They've achieved transcendental bliss. And they're out of all this. They no longer have to be born.